His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki, Kantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, The Appearance Day Celebration of Lord Jesus Christ Ki, Samavita Bhaktavinda Ki, All Glories to the Assembly Devotees, All Glories to the Assembly Devotees, All Glories to the Assembly Devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jaya mudirayat. Before reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan and to Naranarayan, which is the supermost human being, and to the mother of learning, Mother Sarasvati, and to the author Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Vyasadeva, sorry. Hare Krishna. And today, I'm very nervous. It's my first time leading class here. So we are asked to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, the third canto, entitled The Status Quo. And chapter 13, The Appearance of Lord Varaha. And we are going to read from text 14 to 16. We can start with the Sanskrit in a call and response of text 14. Manu uvacha adesheham bhagavato varteyami vasudana Stanam vihanujanihi Prajana mama cha prabhu Chant Manu vacha Adesheham bhagavato Vartiyami vasudana Stanan vihanujanihi Prajanam mamacha prabho Adesheyam bhagavato Vartiyami vasudana Tanam vihanujani Prajanam mamacha prabho Desheham bhagavato Vartayami vasudana Sanan vihanujani Pajana mama cha prabho Adesheham bhagavato Varteyami vasudana Stanam vihanujani Pajana mama cha prabho Manu uvacha.
Manu
uvacha. Shri Manu said. Adeshe. Under the order. Aham. I. Bhagavata. Of your spiritual self. Powerful self. Varteya. Shall stay. Ami Vasudana. O killer of all sins, Stanam, the place, to, but, Ia, in this world, Anujani, please let me know, Rajanam, of the living entities born from me, Mama, my, Sha. Also, Prabhu, O Lord. Translation. Sri Manu said, O all-powerful Lord, O killer of all sins, I shall abide by your order. Now please let me know my place and that of the living entities born of me. We are going to go to the next verse, text 15. We can chant it together if you want. Yadoka sarva bhutanam mahimagnam ahambasi asya udharane yatno deva devya vidyatam. Translation. O master of the demigods, please attempt to lift the earth, which is merged in the great water. Because it is the dwelling place of all the living entities, it can be done by your endeavor and by the mercy of the Lord, purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The great water mentioned in this connection is the Garbhodaka ocean, which fills half of the universe. Then text 16, we can chant the Sanskrit together. Maitreya uvacha paramesti tvapam madye tatasanam avekshyagam katamenam samunesya iti dadyo diachiram. Translation. Sri Maitreya said, thus seeing the earth merge in the water, Brahma gave his attention for a long time to how it could be lifted. Purport. According to Jiva Goswami, the topic delineated here are of different millenniums. The present topics are of the Svetambara millennium. And the topic regarding the Shakshusha millennium will also be discussed in this chapter. Om Agyana Timirandasya Agyana Chala Shalakaya Shakshud Miletandhyena Tasmai Shri Guave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manupishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Swayamupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadam Tikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shiyuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Shri Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Shetanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Yari Priye Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyacha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvesesya Shunyavadi Paschacha Dejatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I ask for the mercy of the Vaishnava assembled here, and I want your mercy, blessing from all you, most senior to me, to speak some things that will be enthusing for the Vaishnavas and pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So, very short purport, one-liner purport, so we are going to explore the verses. And starting by the last purport where Srila Prabhupada quotes Srila Jiva Goswami about the timing, the timing in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because what's important in the Srimad Bhagavatam is that the narration uplifts the spirit. It's not about being a linear presentation of fact. It's not even even the, you know, the accuracy of the timeline is not that important either. So I thought about something, is that today is Christmas, and all of us, we went to so many Christmas. So time have two aspects. One aspect of time is that it's linear, you know, Carlos, me, and the linear time is really exhausting, isn't it? That's a linear time that creates stress, create anxiety, and chaos me, like, you know, like, time I am the destroyer of all, and I'm here to engage you. We are engaged by time. Time activates the three modes of matter and nature, and we can experience every day how we are crushed by time. Of course, until we come to a place of stepping out of that to see the cycle of time, the inhalation, exhalation of Mahavishnu. That's the cycle of time, isn't it? And then, of course, from that, all the other cycles, the creation, the Garbhodakarshaya Vishnu sleeping, Lord Brahma, and sleeping day and night. And we do have experience of the time being cyclic also. How many Christmas did we have? So let's say, I'm speaking about Christmas in French. In France, okay. I have a French accent, and if you have a problem, I know it's thick, so if you have no problem, please ask me. I will be happy to repeat myself. But anyway, so I could share with you what we did at Christmas, okay? And maybe it was a Christmas in my childhood, maybe in my teen, but I'm speaking about Christmas. And then all of a sudden, I remember that there was one Christmas when my grandfather had a big fight with my brother. And I will continue to speak about that. I will just speak about that. But even so, I may have started with a beautiful Christmas that was there with the trees and everybody being happy. But I just remember that. So similarly, in this chapter, the appearance of Lord Vaha, we have two events happening. One event is called Sweta Vaha, millennium, where Vaha appear white, Sweta white. And then there is a Rakta Vaha millennium, when Lord Vaha appear as reddish. And usually when we see pictures, usually we see picture of the red one. But right now we are hearing about Manu, and from Maitreya Rishi. And right now we are hearing about the Sweta Vara. And we are hearing how the earth was fallen into the Garbhodak Ocean. The Garbhodak Ocean is emanating from Garbhodakarshaya Vishnu. It is transpiration. And what's happened is that Swayambhuva Manu is the first Manu, so he comes at the very beginning of the day of Brahma, which means that just after the annihilation, and in the last annihilation, we had Lord Anantashes that blew a lot of fire. He put everything into fire. And that's interesting because even at the end of the Kali Yoga is described that there will be scorching heat. And then after the scorching heat, what comes? Flooding, like torrents of rain, flooding everything. And then the universe fill up, and then half of the universe, like from middle planetary system down to all the lower planetary system, are filling up with water. But usually when Brahma wake up, he go back to his previous creation, and then the everything come flowing naturally and floating. But Brahma is very troubled here. And it's interesting because I'm noticing Srila Prabhupada's Pranamantra Nivrishishya Shunyavadi. How much impersonalism is in my brain? So much impersonalism. And one aspect of that impersonalism in my brain is that I have an imagination that when someone is liberated, when someone is a pure devotee, or when I will be there, then there is no more problem. Everything flows, everything is easy. And you know, I recognize that, okay, that's impersonalism. Because that's not the, the creation of the universe, it is the pastime of Krishna through his Purusha avatar. And of course, all kinds of things are happening. Otherwise, it will be boring, isn't it? So I'm looking, we are looking at Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma have been so challenged so far. Yeah, he just like started with the four Kumara, what a disappointment. And then he was trying to hold back his anger, Lord Shiva came out, and then Lord Shiva, he was a good son, but then his progeny were outrageous, and Lord Brahma, again, he was disappointed, he had to stop them, and then we have Vak, and the realization that, oh God, even Brahma's, you know, of course, its form as Brahma was not supposed to have any lust, so let go of that body, he had a mother body, and then all those sages. And again, he feels that despondent. This is not enough to fill up the universe. It's not enough to have the universe go back. And he doesn't have a lot of time. He just have one day. And so Lord Brahma, out of his body, he generated Manu and Sutapa. And now in this verse, the verse 16, he said, he gave his attention for a long time. So I've been meditating on for a long time. So I thought, okay, that's obvious. If it's human calculation, a moment of Brahma, you know, the Brahma Vimohan Lila pastime, a moment of Brahma is 1 year. So maybe it's speaking about human calculation. But I'm not sure, because he said he gave his attention for a very long time. So what's a long time for Brahma? I'm just asking everybody. It's something like so much mind-boggling to think about cosmic timing. So what do you think a long time is for Brahma? What? Million of years in our human time, but in his timing. Let's go to his timing. What will be a long time for Lord Brahma in his own timing? An hour? Probably not. And I will say for why. Someone else. Well, that will mean his full day, 12 hours. Okay, in Brahma's time. Okay. So I thought about it. Mother Bhagavati? 20 minutes, that's more possible. That's more possible. Because in the day of Brahma, in his 12 hours, there is 14 Manus. And this is Swayambhuva's Manu's life. That means that the life of Swayambhuva Manu is 1/8 of Brahma's hour, without counting the sandhya, without counting the transition. So that means 1/8 of 1 hour. And also, we can imagine that he did leave some time for Manu to do his job. So I'm thinking, well, when I give my attention to something for a long time, it's like a few days, a week, or maybe I give my attention for a long time, maybe it's months or really years, you know, like I have a desire in my heart for years and I'm not doing anything about it. But Lord Brahma, his long time is not very long. In any case, it will be less than 1/8 of a hour. Now, that's something is, I think it's mind-boggling to think of cosmic time. And Srila Jiva Goswami said one qualification for spiritual life is to feel insignificant. So when we meditate on creation, when we meditate on all those timelines, the different, you know, like the four yugas, the lengths of the four yugas, and the lengths of the life of Brahma, the lengths of the manus, it's so easy to feel like our not take our life very seriously, and to feel that, you know, it's not very significant. Of course, our life is very significant when we offer it to Krishna. But without offering to Krishna, whatever is happening on a day-to-day basis is not that significant. And to feel insignificant is what helps us to develop humility. So it was just a fun thing to meditate on. And so I will go back to verse 14, because on verse 14 there is a lot of interesting things that Sri Manu said, "O all-powerful Lord, O killer of all sin." So I stopped there, a killer of all sin, and because today is Lord Jesus Christ's celebration of his birthday, it's, you know, most of the world celebrate his birthday on the 24, 25 of December. Of course, it's unclear when Lord Jesus Christ was born, but the Christian, they really, you know, like there is an insistence of Lord Jesus Christ taking the sin. And it's really the job of the spiritual master. Even, you know, when the spiritual master accepts the disciple, he accepts to receive and to take away the sin. So I was meditating on that, and I think there is a part of it that sounds esoteric or maybe mystical. You know, when I call something esoteric or mystical, it just means I don't understand it. That's what it means. Something I cannot see with my eyes or perceive with my senses, so that's what I call mystical. But there is another aspect, and that other aspect, that's what I want to speak about it, because in his boldness, Srila Prabhupada, he came to the West, and he asked us to follow four regulatory principles. Yeah, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit sex. So that was really, really bold. All the swamis that came before him, they were compromising somewhere, because they wanted to look good, and they wanted to have followers, and they didn't want people to, you know, people to think like, well, no, what you are asking is too much. We are not going to do that. So Srila Prabhupada was extremely bold, and in his boldness, he was extremely merciful, because as we follow the four regulative principles, of course, to our best of our abilities, the other day I was speaking about the different nuances, you know, well, there is the gross regulative principle, and then there is all the subtle one. But as we follow, then we are receiving the killing of those sinful activities. And that's so amazingly merciful. And Manu is pointing that out to his guru, Lord Brahma. Of course, he's his father, he's also his guru. That, yeah, it's for us to say, Srila Prabhupada, killer of all sin, because by following Srila Prabhupada, we are staying away from the four pillars of sinful life. And by staying away of the four pillars of sinful life, our life becomes purified, and the more we purify our existence, the closer we can come to Shishi Gauranitai and Shishi Krishna Balaram and Shishi Radhe Shyam. So that was an aspect of this verse that really touched me. And then the second part is I shall abide by your order. And the order of Manu, of Brahma, to Manu, I'm just looking at it, I wrote it down, but I don't know where. I tend to take a lot of notes when I prepare a class, and I tend to get lost in them. But Okay, so Manu was asked by Lord Brahma to rule the world, to create progeny, to perform yagya, and to give proper protection to his citizens. You know, he's a king. Manu is a king. So that's his order. And Manu, it's not like he's, we are not sensing like, I want to do that, or that he have any personal ambition to fulfill here. He's just doing his duty. And we have the right to perform our duty, and we have, you know, no right to the result of our duty, or we're not entitled to it. And the key to spiritual life is to do our duty for the sake of pleasing Guru and Krishna. So Manu has that very humble attitude that, yeah, I'm going, I love the way it's said, I shall abide by your order. I shall abide by your order. Now please let me know my place and that of the living entities. Of course, there is a definition of humility, which means like to know my position and to know the position of others. You know, my position as a servant of Krishna and others' position. So that's a nice analogy to that. And so I look at, okay, what's our order? What order do we receive? And I thought of the order we receive from Lord Chaitanya. Oh, in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you have a song, you say, Paolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna. So that's the first. Lord Chaitanya, he sent Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda. He sent them door to door and said, go and knock door to door. And what do they say? Paolo Krishna, Bhaja Krishna. Like, chant the name of the Lord and worship Krishna. And then, so that's the first. That's the first. We receive that order. At least we can do that. And then after the rest is Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shiksha. So the rest is to teach others. Teach others about Krishna. And that's interesting, it goes together. And there is a verse, I'm not sure I will find it, but there is a verse in the Bible when the disciple of Christ, they approach him and say, what's the most important teaching? What's the most important teaching, Master? You know, Master, what's the most? And he said, Lord Jesus Christ said, to always think of the Lord like man mana bhava mad bhakto, basically. That's what he says. He said, worship the Lord. I can maybe find it if I'm lucky. Yeah. And then he said, and then preach it to others. So it's always there. It's always there that we give to others. So we can look at us from the place of those who give or those who receive. So what we receive first is to chant the name of the Lord and worship the Lord. And then after we give it to others. So of course the instruction of Lord Chaitanya is Yare de Kaatare Kara Krishna Upadesh, instruct everyone to follow the order. And he asks us to be gurus. We are all supposed to be gurus and to take that very seriously. To take that very seriously. And I wanted to, we don't have so much time, so there's another, what I wanted to really speak about, I haven't started with, which is on verse 15. He said, now please let me know, oh no, verse 15, he said, it can be done, getting the earth out, by your endeavor and the mercy of the Lord. So that's a part that I really wanted to speak about, because this is, Saint Augustine say, pray as if everything depends on God, and work as if everything depends on you. So that's also a Christian saint who tell us, like, okay, to approach everything from a place of understanding, Mayadhyachena Prakriti, that the Lord is in charge of everything. So everything is moving because of him. And a few years ago, I read a book by a Christian. She's a Carmelite nun. The Carmelite nun, the order of Carmelites, they stay in silence. And it's not the empty silence of the Buddhist. It's nothing to do with that. It's a silence that's full of contemplation. That's a silence that, you know, from my understanding, all the books I read from Carmelites, it really seems that in that silence, it controls the mind. And when the mind in control is said in the Bhagavad Gita, then the super soul is achieved. So in that controlled mind of that silence, contemplative silence, they can hear clearly the guidance of the super soul. So that Carmelite, she was a hermit. In fact, she asked to become a hermit. And she's contemporary to us. It's a person you can speak to. She's in France. And she was an hermit, and she found her hermitage in the South Alps, So she stays there, and she will stay during the winter season when there was snow in the Alps. Even the South Alps, there is snow in the summer. And her hermitage was a grotto where she had a chapel, and another grotto where she was sleeping, and then a little building where she will do her meditation. And in an hermitage like that, where she was living, to go fetch water was taking about 20 minutes down the hill to go to the river. And throughout the summer, she needed to cut wood for the winter because she will make fire in the winter. And she needed to constantly fix the little building and take care of the chapel. So her work, in a sense, was cut for her very simply. She knew what to do because it was simple. Fix the tarp, cut wood, go fetch water, cook, like that. However, every morning, before she was starting her day, she would sit in silence and wait for instruction. And she wouldn't move, even so she knew what needed to be done. She wouldn't move until she had received clear instruction. And I remember reading in Yamuna, Mother Yamuna, Her Grace Yamuna Devi, biography by Dina Tarini, that Mother Yamuna was, before she was starting cooking, she will sit in front of the altar, in front of Radha Krishna, in front of Srila Prabhupada, and Dina Tarini Mataji shared in a book how sometimes she will just sit there in front of Krishna for 3 hours without saying anything. She wasn't chanting. She was not doing anything. She was just sitting and taking notes. And when she will be done with those 3 hours, it's explained in that book, maybe some of you have read that book. When she will be done with 3 hours, not only she knew all preparation, all the ingredients, but she also had a download of the spread, how to, you know, decorate the plates, how to present it and all that. And that's the first time that really marked me, because Vajovegan, to learn to control the tongue is a really important principle in spiritual life. It's a Vajovegam, Manoso, Krodavegam, and it's a one line. The Vajovegan is meaning like to not speak unnecessarily. Because by speaking unnecessarily, we agitate our mind, and we agitate the minds of others. And when our mind is agitated, it's very, very difficult to hear the sound of super soul and the guidance of super soul. So here, of course, we are going to hear how Lord Brahma is going to, you know, surrender to the Lord, and of course, he's going to be guided by the Lord, of, in fact, the Lord is going to just appear from his snow stroll, your little pig. So I'm going to stop here. I was told to stop at 9:45. I'm going to read the verses again, and then we can all discuss. I'm not going to read the Sanskrit, just the first. Shri Manu said, O all-powerful Lord, O killer of all sins, I shall abide by your order. Now please let me know my place and that of the living entities born of me. O master of the demigods, please attempt to leave the earth, which is merged in the great water, because it is the dwelling place of all living entities. It can be done by your endeavor and by the mercy of the Lord. Shri Maitreya said, thus, seeing the earth merge in the water, Brahma gave his attention for a long time to how it could be lifted. Hare Krishna, thank you all for listening. And there was so much more I wanted to share, and it will be for another time. Hare Krishna, I look forward to hear your comments, realization, question, criticism. Hare Krishna. Mother Imavati. Hare Krishna.
By Christ's behavior, it is quite evident that he knew the path of Vedic wisdom, because he would wash the feet of his disciples. He had so many ways of doing things, and I heard that actually during the 30 years of his, we don't know what he did. He was in India. And when you go to South India, you can really notice his presence there. Do you think that is true?
I was enlivened by listening to you sharing about Lord Jesus Christ and how, he shows so much humility. So much humility, you know, in the same way that Srila Prabhupada showed so much humility, cooking for his disciple, cooking and being in line for the bathroom, and, you know, like taking so much austerity, but not the austerity of the Brahman, austerity by like living in around mlecha and dirtiness and smelliness and all that. So Lord Jesus Christ, he showed so much humility by washing the feet of his disciple. Of course, we don't know what is coming down, you know, as a Bible, because so much of history, French history, Italian history, shows that when the state and religion was one, they kind of did a lot to the Bible, but. You know, I believe that Christ can manifest himself to the Bible anyway. And was it true? I think in Madras there is a place where it's said that Lord Jesus Christ, after his crucifixion, that he went there and that he was in a grot or something, and that in fact that's where he finished his life. As a sannyasi, and Lord Jesus Christ also will do the same. He will go away from his disciple, and he will go in a quiet place and meditate. Is certainly a great yogi, the greatest of all yogi.
Yeah, he had powers, mystic powers.
He could bring people from
death. He can walk on water.
Exactly.
He was a great mystic.
The greatest of yogis. So probably he didn't learn those yogic, you know, not that he need to learn, but we see from, our acharyas, and we learn how even the Lord, Lord Chaitanya himself, and Lord Ram, and when the Lord come, he accept guidance and teaching from masters. So we know that all our masters also have spiritual masters. So we can very easily imagine that Lord Jesus Christ also approached some masters just, to follow etiquette, proper etiquette. And so it's not, you know, like he disappeared. All we know for sure from the Christian point of view is that he disappeared. And there is a lot of artifacts or proof in different places in India that he may have come there and learned. And Jagannath Puri, I heard too, that he was there learning with Lord Jagannath as his teacher. You know, some people say that Srila Prabhupada is the second coming of Christ, but I cannot pronounce myself. Is that true or not? I don't know. Thank you for bringing that point up, though. Anything else? Mother Vegavati?
It was so wonderful to hear your class. There were so many points that could, you know, there were like time. What's a long time? You made me remember, you know, like 100 years ago when I used to dress Radha Damodar, and the people would say, "You have 1 minute, you have to get off the altar. You have," and I would think, in 1 minute I can do so much. You know. But time, when you're waiting for something, it's a very long time. But as we get older, you look back 30, 40 years ago, it's like that was yesterday. You know, so many points that you brought up, I just hope that you're on the schedule and give quite regularly, because it's wonderful, so many topics that you brought.
Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for being here. Yeah, time is relative. Time is relative. I remember in childhood being so bored. But boredom is not something experienced anymore. You know, as life goes on, like it seems that a day goes so fast, and then a week goes so fast, and a month goes so fast, and then a year goes so fast. But in childhood, one day seems like, you know, thousands of years. Yeah. So thank you for sharing. It's Mother Manumati.
Thank you, Malini, for such a beautiful class. Couple points that I just wanted to mention that I appreciating. You were saying that how during Christmas you were talking about your grandfather and brother having, you know, that's all you remember, the fight or whatever, you know, and how you related to what we're hearing, the Bhagavatam. And I was thinking, yeah, that's actually pretty amazing, the point you're making. It was just so personal, you know. You brought things to life, you know, with your class. And that's why we hear about all these different incidents that have happened in the Bhagavatam, you know, about Indra or about Brahma. Or, I mean, it would be so boring if it didn't, you know, there's nothing happening, you know. But it just shows that these are just some incidents. It's not like Indra is always like that or Brahma is, you know. These just are some very because these are great Vaishnavas and everything, you know, but these are some incidents that happen and that how we can learn from them, you know. So I thought that was very interesting, the point that you made about that, bringing your family like that. Another point that I was appreciating in the very end, you were making the point about being silent. And how silence is such a valuable, you know, it's so valuable, mm-hmm. in our Krishna consciousness. Sometimes, at least I can speak for myself, you know, the point is emphasized more like we're not yogis, we don't stay silent. But the aspect Prabhupada talks about silent is that, yeah, it's not we stay silent, we preach, we use our tongue to glorify Krishna. But when we're not glorifying Krishna, it's important that we remain silent. Mm-hmm. That's what I got from what you're mentioning, that yeah, mm-hmm. or we can be silent and receive, to be able to hear the super soul. And so thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita of secret things, I am silence. And you know, I wrote it somewhere, what part of the purport, Srila Prabhupada says something about that. But because I have so many notes, it's going to be hard to find. But yeah, so a necessary talk is damaging for spiritual life. And sometimes maybe we don't have anything to say about Krishna. You know, I know many times I don't have anything to say about Krishna, and I feel like, oh, I should. But then to fill the gap with chit-chat or social life is not helpful for ourselves and is not helpful for others. And in fact, it always leads to agitating the mind. And when the mind is agitated again, it's hard to hear the guidance of Super Soul. And for your first point you made, it seems that by bringing those events, you know, like I gave an example, my grandfather or brother, but it seems to like lead to really hammering home again and again the personal aspect of our philosophy. It's a person who's speaking. Sukadev Goswami is speaking, is a person, so it's mine, like, oh, I remember that, oh, I remember that. And of course, we are remembering stories that are, you know, impactful, usually. And so all the acharyas and the speakers in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they are persons, so they function like person, and Krishna too. Yeah, yes, thank you for sharing. Hare Krishna.
I was just seeing some on MR for spiritual persons yesterday. A big accident happened, and I was thinking about this and reflecting that actually when this beautiful event is based on sense gratification, it can become hell instead of making us grow. My best friend, on the 25th of December, lost her brother that was 25 years old because of a drunk person who just hit him. And therefore, this is the side effects of not doing the proper thing on the proper event.
Yeah, it's very, very unfortunate. Last Saturday night, I went with a few women. We went to the Newbury Christmas Parade. Newbury Christmas Parade, and it's very like Christian Belt type of things. And I was so surprised to see that the parade, they didn't even have Santa Claus in the parade. It was all businesses. All businesses coming and showing and distributing things. The funny thing, though, is that we went at the same time than the parade on the side of the whatever the cart, and we distributed 1,000 pieces of prasadam because people felt we were part of the parade. So we were on both sides of the cart like that, three ladies, and we were distributing, and people, and we were saying, Merry Christmas, and they were taking and taking and taking and taking without knowing. But like, and later on, we were distributing books and said, we are Christian. What are you? Are you? Because, you know, if we sit for a minute, maybe we'll come to the conclusion that I am a lot more Christian than you are. You know, like, yeah, you're drinking alcohol. No, I'm saying, you know, like, because they kicked us out after a while because they had a party and we were distributing books there. We distribute a few, but after they were like, we are Christian. And yeah, a part of me wanted to say, are you? Are you? Because that's not what I'm seeing. They had like pop music, they were dancing to pop music and barbecued, but there was nothing about Christ. Unfortunately, because the advent of a pure devotee, we can see on Vyasa Puja Day, it's such a special day and so purifying day. So if we were to celebrate Lord Jesus Christ like we are doing here, and really focus on spiritual life, then the world will be such a better place by one day of purification, one day where everybody will read the Bible together, one day where they will all remember the pure devotee, all appreciate it, his presence, his teaching, his compassion, his sacrifices, his austerities. Yes. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gwantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol.